T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John, I had a question for you.
Fire away.
How's Brady going to do in the booth? Because we're just talking Tony Romo and this intervention that allegedly took place with CBS. The idea that you start and you do it for a couple years and then it gets a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, how's he going to do?
I think he's going to be just fine. And people are going to say, oh, well, he's going to always say that about Tom. Here's why I think so. There's nobody that's going to know or understand the game more than Tom Brady. Now, there's a lot of guys that really understand the game, but how does it translate from your mind to the words that you're using to entertain a viewing public? That's going to be the question. How can they get it from the knowledge that they have? And being able to identify a defense, get the ball out on a blitz, all that's different stuff. We know he knows that better than anybody else. But how does he get that into a tight time frame to be able to allow the listener to see what's happening or what happened and then, you know, and make it interesting? That's going to be the question. But here's the one thing I do know about Tom, and I mentioned, you know, how hard you have to work at this. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I have no question. He's going to put everything that he has into it because he doesn't want to go out there and sound like a fool.
I think Tony Romo from afar falls into the camp of started strong, got a ton of praise, rested on his laurels. People are questioning the work ethic. One thing nobody has ever questioned about Tom Brady has been the work ethic. And the perception of him isn't going to change the right amount of work that he puts in. He's got stories to share when you've played as long as he has, when you've succeeded the way he has. And I mean, I'm not as big a Brady guy as you are, John, but I can appreciate what he's given to this game. Yeah, throw him in a booth for 3 hours every week, 4 hours every week with stuff to share and prep on the teams that he's actually going to talk about. He's going to be great at this.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know that they necessarily said he's going to be on our A team and doing games. It was 10 years, however many, you know, $350 million, whatever it is. And it just said he's going to be working for us. There's a lot of different ways that he could earn that money.
Well, I'd like to see him in the booth.
I would like to see him in the booth too. But some guys are really good in the booth. Other guys are really good as, you know, it's just, you know, behind the desk.
Sure.
And, you know, the 3 hours leading up to the game. I don't know that they make that investment for a guy that's going to be on for 3 hours leading up to the game.
Right. The most viewed period of time is going to be during the actual game.
Right.
And I think the best analysts who can think on their feet and deliver stories and break the game down in real time, the highest paid guys are typically the guys during the game.
But if they want to take over the pregame show, like College Game Day is for college football, if they want to own that time space, If they could, you know, if they feel like they're going to get enough value out, who's not going to tune in to listen to Tom Brady? And how willing is he going to be to share some of those stories?
I bet you less early and more the longer he does it.
Sure, he's going to get more comfortable. Yeah. And I think people are the expectations are going to be through the roof when he first takes the booth. At that point, you're going to have to find a way to. Again, like we said with Romo, like we've said with Aikman, like we've said with anybody else, you got to find ways to improve from year one to year two, two to three. You got to get better as the more you do this.
Just quick, what you said about Romo, you described his playing career. He got to a point and he never got better.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was never satisfied with that. So if their careers go the same way, Brady will just keep trying to get better and better and won't want to fail, like John said. There's something to be said about Romo's kind of, it's very similar.
His broadcasting career mimicking his playing career. Ken in Richmond, you're on 97.1. Ken, what's up?
Morning, guys. When Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired from racing, NBC picked him up, was excited about him, but with no broadcast experience whatsoever, they put him on the Olympic broadcast just to get him into like a routine of covering an event or whatever. I'd hope that Fox would maybe do something of a similar type where they put Brady into the situation, into a sporting event, not, you know, football, but before the football season starts, and gets him familiar with, like, the routine, with timing, stuff like that.
Well, I guarantee you, Ken, that they're going to be – they're going to simulate a number of games. However many that is, I don't know. But they're going to simulate a bunch of games leading up to his first. He's going to want that. He's going to want to be able to talk to whoever they're going to pair him with and create a rapport with that individual. When are you talking? When am I talking? What's it like to try – hey, the end of the play happens. Mm-hmm. All right, now all of a sudden the color analyst comes in, and it varies from team to team, and it varies at time of game. If it's a hurry-up offense, if it's a two-minute drill, you might not be able to say anything. You might have 5 seconds. You might have 10 seconds. What's that feel like? And I think once he gets the feel for that, that's going to be very important. They're going to simulate 30 games, 40 games from now until he takes his first broadcast, it, maybe even more.
Drew in Roseville, you got some thoughts? You're on 97.1.
Jimmy, John, what's going on, guys?
How's it going, bud?
What's up, bud?
All right, before I get to my comment about Brady going right to the booth, I got to say, Jimmy, I think you're an awesome addition to the station. I used to listen to you in Grand Rapids. I'm wondering, when are they going to get you a permanent spot? Because you're like the Swiss Army knife of the station, man.
Well, thanks, Drew. I appreciate that.
Bro.
Thank you.
Okay, so my thing with Brady is I'm a huge Brady fan, okay? And I'm with you, John. I think he's going to immerse himself into, you know, he's a film guy. He just wants to get better. He's always into his thing. If he does that, I think he'll succeed. I just can't believe that he's going right from the field to the number one team, if that's what happens, okay? We don't really know what their plan is, but I believe that's what they're going to do because Fox needs him. Badly. I know guys think Greg Olson's okay or whatever, but I'm not impressed. I mean, going from Aikman and Buck to that team that announced that last game on Sunday, I'm sorry, man. I'm just not into it. I don't see where those two guys are the lead.
Well, maybe, Drew, maybe that's what it is. I think Olsen does a good job, but maybe he doesn't have the feel yet of a big game call. Maybe that's what they get with Brady.
Again, I liked how he started out. Greg Olsen, I think he does a really good job. I enjoyed listening to him, and he gave me information. He was entertaining. He gave me stories, anecdotes of his time playing, but didn't overdo it. But again, year one to year two will be better for Greg Olsen. And I don't think that they're going to pay Tom Brady $35 million a year to not be on the A-team.
Right.
But I also think they're going to make sure they're going to give him all the tools to be successful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.